why, first of all, should Memorial Day be of special significance to all Americans?
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty for our country, whether it be through combat or whether it be through accidents or illnesses while they served. It's a very solemn holiday, not one ever intended to be a holiday in which we observe barbecues and pool parties and things like that. It's a holiday in which we let our communities and our veterans know that we respect the sacrifices that they have made to keep our country free. And as such, there are events in the communities that they could go out and show their support for. It's also important to know with Memorial Day that you're out there respecting the families who gave us those service members who lost their lives. And it sends a signal to those that are currently serving that we respect their service, and if they should ever fall in the line of duty, that we will take care of them, and we will ensure that their memories are perpetuated.
Can you give us a couple of examples of how some of your programs impact communities across the nation?
Sure. We have veteran programs. We do many things, mostly local-level programs that raise funds for our veterans. Sometimes it's providing our veterans with modes of transportation that are unique to their handicaps. We volunteer at VA medical centers. Our Legionnaires go up to the local General Assemblies and state houses and advocate on behalf of the local veterans. We have our programs for our children and youth, which are well-known within our community. So we support Boy Scouts. We have the American Legion Boys State Program and Boys Nation Program. We have the National High School Oratorical Contest, Junior Shooting Sports Contest or Competition, the Youth Cadet Law Enforcement Program, many programs that incorporate not just learning about patriotism, but also incorporate physical conditioning and learning learning about our country, learning sportsmanship. We have programs that we support as well with our American Legion Auxiliary, like the Girls State Program, which does the very same thing as the Boys State Program, teaches the youth about local government and the responsibilities of local government.
Can you give us a couple of the most important issues facing veterans today?
Absolutely. There's a long list, but looking at today's veterans, I think some of the primary issues right now deal with the problem of veteran suicide and how to address that, women's health care and their unique needs, things like the after effects of burn pits, which seem to be this current generation's version of the Vietnam generation's Agent Orange. We're looking at funding for a strong national defense and making sure that those that are currently in our military are best equipped to go to war when that time comes, if that time comes, and to ensure that their families are taken care of. And we do have local programs that assist the families when their loved ones are deployed, and we can help help them with things around the house just by contacting the local Legion post and requesting it. So, there are a lot of things. We're still involved in showing our concern for a full accounting of POWs and MIAs from past wars. We're concerned about the United States Coast Guard not getting paid when there's a government shutdown. And we have been up on Capitol Hill advocating for short and long-term solutions for that. We support our VA system in wanting to preserve and strengthen it and realize that it's a bureaucracy and that sometimes there are problems that we need to work with them on, but that it's still a system worth saving, and it's the best system for treating those that have the unique wounds of war that our veterans experience. For instance, today, the post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury.
And where can we find more information about the American Legion?
Simply go to our website at legion.org or visit a local American Legion post.
Great. Okay, well, I think we're all set then, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.